Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the I'm Doing Fine podcast. This is Cameron and Alanda, and we're just going to talk to you guys about, you know, the beginning of the semester and like a few tips that we have. But the main part of our conversation today is more about, because, you know, we're entering in that month of love with February. And so we're just going to talk to you all about some self-love and how that might look with both physical and mental senses of the love. And so, Alanda, do you have any new semester tips for everybody?
Well, when the semester starts off, I like to print out all of my syllabi and go through it and highlight all of the important dates and try to get them in my planner just before I do anything else, before I get distracted with the assignments, because I feel like it's so much more helpful when you already know everything that's popping up. Because you know how like everybody's been through it where they'll look at their syllabi very late in the game and they realize that something's due in a couple of days because they didn't get ahead of it. And I just feel like that's like inviting stress into your life. Like it's just so important to just get ahead of it in like the very beginning. So I would say that that's my main one at least. What about you?
100%. Like for me, it's about getting organized. Like I learned that the hard way my first semester was the importance of organization, because that very thing happened to me where I had like, I think it was a paper due and I had like 3 days to do it because I didn't write it down and I forgot about it. Mm-hmm. And the sheer panic was just something that I never wanted to repeat again. Yeah. So I just, from that point on, I just decided organization was the way to go. Mm-hmm. So I have my planner where I write down all of the schedules for every single one of my classes. Plus, mm-hmm. I do a daily, like my to-do list of everything that I need to get done.
So do I, yeah.
I just really try to stay organized. And so that would be my new semester tip for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I really do feel like that's helpful because we are getting to the point where a lot of professors won't even remind you. You'll just like have to know, you'll just have to keep up with it because they do look at it like, well, you're all adults now. And even though you're students, you still have to be prepared for the real world. You have to like know everything that's coming up. And in the same way where at your job, like your bosses wouldn't remind you. So it's like good to already get in the headset that you are organized on your own. You can manage your time on your own and you already have it so planned out, you know, because I do feel like developing that routine and getting organized is a great way to take care of yourself and make sure you don't get too stressed out during the semester or just in life. It's good to already have these practices in place, and taking care of yourself is a great way of showing yourself self-love, as you were saying earlier, how it's the main topic for today. So we can get into that if you want.
No, for sure. Cause like organization, like really kind of is a form of self-love, just cause it's like being willing to tell yourself, like, it's okay. You're going to be okay. You got everything organized and it's ready to go. Like it's kind of reassurance kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, for today, we're really going to try to talk to you all about, you know, different forms of self-love and how that might impact, because February, the love is just inevitable. Like every time you go to the grocery store, you know, there's the Valentine's Day candy out, mm-hmm. and you just are reminded by love. And so I suppose our challenge for all of you that are listening is, in the month of February, like what does self-love look for you and how can you grow upon that? And we're going to dive into that a little bit deeper with, you know, like what is love? And when I think about love, I think about it being both an external and internal force where, you know, you can show people that you love them and you can love for things that are outside of you. But then you can also love yourself on the inside, and that can look like how you treat yourself and how you think and how you like mentally handle all of those things, like, and how you hold yourself can all be different forms of like self-love. Mm-hmm. And so kind of diving into, you know, like what love is in general.
Yeah, I'm really glad you said that about how it's both internal and external, because I feel like when people think about love, when they think about love and confidence, they're only thinking about like the outside, like your physical body. They're only thinking about their body image and their body positivity and all that. But people kind of forget how important mental health is. They forget that you should think about that just as much as you think about your physical health, if not more. And it's just so important to make sure that you're taking care of yourself mentally and that your mind is okay and that you're doing all those things to show yourself some self-love, you know?
Mm-hmm. Which, like, even diving off to that a little bit deeper is, you know, like, there's negative self-talk, and that's not, you're not performing self-love if you're constantly beating down on yourself in your own head. Like, you can really treat your body, and you can be very confident in what you, in the way you are and how you're built, like, and you can walk down the hallways feeling absolutely gorgeous. But if you're beating yourself up in your head, that's not real, like, self-love, because self-love takes both avenues. Like, it's a two-way street of being able to both kind of love your brain and love your mind and be confident in who you are and how you're built and how everything goes, because it really is, like, it's a two-way avenue. And kind of diving off of that, going into more of, like, the physical sense of self-love with, like, you know, body positivity and body image, and how, like, easy it is to nitpick.
It's so easy to nitpick. I mean, because everybody always says how, like, you're your biggest critic. Like, every single time that I'm beating up on myself, that's something that somebody always says, because nobody is looking at you the way that you're looking at yourself. Nobody is paying attention that often, I would hope, at least, and I would say. It's just so easy to, like, look in the mirror, like, pick apart your body and, like, look for certain flaws. And it's just, like, I don't know, like, it's sort of, like, sad to, like, think about that everybody is always doing that to themselves. It's so much easier to find little insecurities rather than, like, little things to think about that are, like, good about your body and things that you love about yourself. So it's important to, like, get into that routine of, like, consciously doing that, because it doesn't always come naturally for everybody. I don't even think it does for the majority of people. So it's good to, like, make sure you're giving yourself that self-love and, like, make a point of doing that and put in that effort.
Yeah. Oh, no. And, like, the other aspect of that too is it's kind of socially normal to do that. And, like, I just think about how many times I've had a conversation with somebody about an insecurity of mine, and then I kind of leave that conversation and I feel, like, connected with that person. Like, I walk away and I feel a little bit lighter. I got, like, a little bit of a different, like, step going on. And it's, like, it's really interesting. And I've, like, kind of, like, thought about this a lot, because it's, like, this interesting phenomena within people. And I think it's ultimately down to, you know, you're really making a deep connection when you're talking about something as vulnerable as your insecurities.
And it's, like, a weird bond that you get with people.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people who will be, like, search for that in, like, in other people. Like, there is a level of, like, there's healthiness about talking about those things, but then there's also an unhealthiness, because, like, you don't want to overdo it, but it's also healthy to be able to get that out.
Yeah. Because you don't want to, like, bring anybody down, and you also don't want anybody to, like, become conscious of their own body when you're picking out your insecurities. But at the same time, it is nice to, like, find people who understand what you're going through. Because when you're looking in the mirror and you're, like, picking apart your body like that, like, you think that you're so silly and you, like, think that you're alone in those feelings. So it's kind of, like, weirdly comforting if you're saying, like, oh, I always, like, hate my hair and never, like, turns out right. And somebody's like, oh, nobody ever feels like that. Like, I know I was in the bathroom for, like, an hour today thinking about that, like, that kind of thing. It's like, you don't want people to feel bad about themselves too, but it's still nice to know that somebody, like, understands, and that it's something that other people do. And it's unfortunately the social normal, as you were saying.
Yeah. And, like, that's another thing is, like, even as peer eds, you know, we, like, there's something really beautiful about group therapy that kind of, like, hints at those, like, same kind of feelings, but, like, in a very healthy way.
Yeah. And so,
like, to anybody that is listening, you know, there's always group that you could look into and kind of, like, get those kind of emotions out. But I will say, I think, you know, even with confidence, you know, it's not the same ballpark. Like, it's not the same game as when you're nitpicking and talking about insecurities. Like, if you want to talk about confidence, you're not looking so good.
People are going to immediately think that you're so conceited, or you're just so full of yourself. And it is, like, it can be, like, very empowering for somebody just, like, walk in a room and, like, say that they really like their outfit today. Like, that's a great thing for them. But at the same time, like, everybody's going to look at you and be like, oh, okay, like, that kind of thing. Nobody's going to join and be like, me too. And it's like, that should also be a great bonding experience. But instead, people are going to look at it badly, because there's so many different misconceptions about confidence.
Yeah. Like, for me, like, I, whenever somebody comes up to me and just like, I really like my outfit today, I'm like, yeah, me too. You look great. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. It like radiates, but it's interesting because I, like you said, how, you know, like there's a different misconception of joining in versus adding on to the conversation. And, you know, like with confidence, how easy it's to look at confidence and say, oh, well, that's just them. That's just how they are. That's not me. I can't be like that. And it's honestly a little bit heartbreaking, especially when, you know, like as another person that's not inside of their head, you know, you see how wonderful and amazing they are and how they might not see that. And how they might feel like, oh, well, confidence is outside of their range.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't, like, when I try to think about when I'm, like, cheering myself up, I just wonder, like, why I do think like that. Mm-hmm. Because everybody views themselves differently, but nobody ever, like, accurately views themselves how other people see them. I, like, truly believe that. We all, like, focus on ourselves so much more than other people are, but we think that everybody is focusing on us, and not even in like a conceited way. I just mean so that like people always like think that they're gonna like, that people are gonna like notice things about them that nobody really is. Like how we were saying earlier with online classes, we're always like afraid to turn our camera on because we think that we look a mess. But like, I can honestly say that in my online classes, I'm never looking at anybody else. I'm always looking at like my little camera, always. And so I don't get like why I'm so worried about it, because nobody's actually paying attention, you know? Like we were also saying how when you're gonna do like a presentation in class, how people are always saying like nobody's paying attention to your presentation because they're worried that they messed up their own, or they're like nervous about going up for their own. So nobody's ever actually focusing on you. And yet we still like put so much effort into like making sure people don't like notice our flaws, or like making sure that we like look good in a way that we think matters so much. And it just doesn't really.
No, like 1%. And I think that really hits like a lot of the main points that we were trying to get at with like, with the physical self-love. You know, it's about being able to accept confidence for how it is, and but also understand that you're not alone, and that physical self-love is an ultimate journey. Like there's going to be some days where even the most confident person is going to not really feel it on the inside as much. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, they might be able to bounce back. And even if you're not feeling confident, you can bounce back and you can feel a little bit confident. And it's finding those things that make you feel confident. And it's like all of those things in combine that kind of really play into physical self-love and how that journey goes.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you could share like any tips that you have with just talking positively to yourself, you know, just to like boost your self-esteem? Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Like one thing that I'll definitely notice is if I'm starting to get in that headspace, I'll just kind of like take a step back out of my head and evaluate the thought and just be like, where did this come from? Like, where, like, how did this happen? Like, and just kind of really like evaluate it and think about it. But obviously that's not for everybody. And I think sometimes, you know, for me, so I used to do this all the time, is I would put on my prom dress and I'd put on my prom shoes and I'd just walk around my house and what, and just like rock it.
Mm-hmm. Like, because it's like when you felt like the most beautiful, so just trying to like recreate that. I think that's actually a really good idea.
And then like, so for one thing for me is I love to go thrift shopping, and I kind of have an addiction for finding like 90s dresses. Like it's the thing, and so my closet's full of them, and I love to just put those on and like just on a like random Saturday night look in the mirror and go, ooh, yes, girl, killing it. Like I really try to like bring myself up in that manner.
Yeah.
And so those are like two areas where I'll like kind of, you know, work on my physical self-love. Mm-hmm. But it's also, I try to take really good care of my body. Like I do yoga and I eat well, but also this morning I was craving a brownie and I really wanted it. I let my body have it. Like it's you know, finding what works for you and like what would bring you joy.
Yeah. That's what I think that's so good. But yeah, something for me, I try to keep in mind that like the way that I talk to myself is not the way that other people would talk to me. I kind of like have to remember that like people aren't just naturally like trying to be mean to you. No one's just like going to walk up to you and like try to spot your flaws. Everybody, if anything, is like trying to be kind. They're trying to look for compliments. And I always look at it as if somebody is going to like walk up to me and be like, oh, I don't think I like that sweater. Like, oh, I don't think her hair looks good. But it's like, I've never once done that to another person. And I don't think the majority of people, at least not the majority of people that I'm going to associate myself with, are doing that. Nobody is just looking out for flaws. And I always feel like all eyes are like on me, like to try to like point out all my insecurities, but it's not really like that. And I feel like a lot of other people do think that same way. But I just have to remind myself of that, that like, I think that people are generally nicer than I give them credit for, at least.
Yeah.
And then another thing is that, like, you know, when it's like somebody that you know that's like super pretty, they're just like one of the most beautiful people that you know, and they're feeling like a little insecure, so they'll like point out something that you've always really liked about them. Like they'll say like, oh, like I think that like my nose is too big, and you're like, what? No, it's not. I've never once thought that, like that kind of thing. And I kind of just try to like talk to myself in that same way that like when I think that they're being silly and like just looking for like bad things that aren't even there. Like I have to remember, like I'm also doing that to myself. I'm like trying to be mean to myself for literally no reason. And it's like coming from nowhere. And like how I like feel like my friends are like being so silly when they do something like that. And I think that they're so beautiful. I have to remember like that people view me differently than I view myself. Like people might think that I'm being silly like, when I say things like that. And so it's so good for me to just try to remember to talk to myself the way that I would talk to my best friend, because I would never be mean to her and I'm hyping her up all the time. And so it's good if I can just like give myself that same love, you know?
Yeah, it's like grounding. It's bringing those thoughts back down to the ground.
Yeah.
By, you know, would my friend ever talk to me about this? No. Like bringing the thought back down to the ground and being able to like really like, then, you know, step and think about it. And I really liked what you said about the compliments, because that's another thing too, is even if you're feeling a little insecure, giving another person a compliment,
it makes it you actually feel so good. It makes you feel so good.
Yeah. Like ever since the new year, I started doing a weekly act of kindness. I have like a little deck of cards that I got at Target. And I just pick one and I do it. And it makes me feel so good. And it's like that same form of action. It's like if you compliment somebody, be like, hey, I really like your outfit. Hey, I really like your hair. Girl, you look so good today. Boy, you look so good today. They, them, you look so great today.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those things where it's like, no matter what, like giving a compliment to somebody could ultimately kind of like make you feel a little bit better too. Cause it, again, it's like a grounding experience.
Just brightening up like another person's day, it really does help you. Just like knowing that you like made that person smile. It's so nice.
And so kind of shifting gears a little bit, we're going to talk more about like the mental self-care. And so one thing that's really big for me is there's this thing called Be Great. It's not my original idea, but I got it when I was in high school from my leadership mentoring and mediation class. And Be Great basically is boundaries, expectations, growth, respect, empathy, assertiveness, and trust. And that's all the things that you need in a healthy relationship. And that's also all of the things that you need for yourself and self-love within your own mind. And so kind of diving into those things is really first going into boundaries and the importance of being able to say no.
I think that's so great. I know like that's like really hard to do for a lot of people. And I do think it's important to talk about this since we're just getting home from like seeing family, at least a lot of us are. Cause I know for one, I have a lot of trouble setting boundaries with family and just with friends, but you know, like as we were saying, because you don't want anybody to like think that you don't care about them or think that you don't love them or think that you're being selfish. But it's so important to like also take care of yourself that you can't like always be there for everyone, because you're going to spread yourself too thin, you know?
Oh yeah. Cause you know, boundaries is important in every relationship that you have, friends, family, businesses, every daily human contact. And like being able to say no, but also like knowing what you're comfortable with and what you're not comfortable with. And also just like, even if, because I know for me especially, like it's hard when people reach out to you and they expect you to be very empathetic, which we'll get to in a minute. It's hard to be able to say like, I can't really handle this right now, because like, it's easy to just want to be the listener, and creating a boundary in that as well is really important, is being able to know when you are reaching your limit and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree.
But then also just kind of going into expectations is, you know, like how much do you expect out of the relationships that you're going into, but also what are your expectations for yourself? Are they too high? Like, and you like evaluating that and being able to really take that in for how it is also really, really, really healthy.
Mm-hmm. I think that's so important to talk about. I was actually just discussing this with my friends recently, is that sometimes people like put so much pressure on themselves and their relationship, and they think that they can like fix the other person's mental health like entirely, or like fix their like relationships with their family. Like they just like need to do so much for that other person that they don't even realize like it's not even even relationship anymore, because they're putting so much into it and they're just like not even focused on themselves. And it's like so important to have that balance, and you can just so easily get lost in that, in those expectations.
Yeah, like this analogy is something that like it seems so basic, but like if you really, it really boils down to this, like I would consider myself a 16 ounce person. Like I have a lot to offer. I'm like a loud personality. And so like, if I'm in connection with somebody who is 8 ounces, then, you know, I don't want to give all that I have, because then it's going to overflow them. But if they give them all to me, then it's only on half. Or like even vice versa, like there's things going on there. And, you know, with expectations, it could be boiled down to like, how much can you give? Like how much is a healthy amount? And also taking consideration, like what their expectations for that you are, and you don't want to overflow that. Cause I think it's healthy to have conversations about your expectations with people. yeah. I just had like an epiphany with that metaphor. Wow. Like I didn't think that was going to happen today, but here we are.
But moving on to growth.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really wanted to note the fact that growth is not linear. I think that people forget that a lot, but like when they're on their self-love journey, if someday you can't talk to yourself positively and it's just so hard to be able to do that, and you like might step back into like insulting yourself and not exactly like talking positively, like that doesn't mean that you're exactly like back to square one. It doesn't mean that you like failed in like the practices that you set up. It's like, there's going to be rough days like that. You can't always like be like perfect with that, you know?
This is not like a game of Monopoly where you like, you can only go around the board one way, you know? And you can go back and forth, and, you know, it's healthy to have days where you go, like, where you go four steps forward or two steps back. Mm-hmm. Like, it's healthy to kind of be able to do that, because it's a journey.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I really like that. And then kind of then going on to respect, you know, being able to have respect for others and respect for yourself, like going back to the physical form, is just like being able to respect for you and how you come, and being able to accept and love that. Mm-hmm. And also showing like respect for even your own mind, like again back to that negative self-talk thing, where it's, you know, being respectful to your own brain and your own thoughts and how you function. I think that's really, really important.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad you touched on that a little bit.
And then going into empathy, this one is deep. And if you do not thoroughly understand what empathy is, I would highly, highly, highly recommend watching Brené Brown's video on empathy. It is so beautiful. She does a wonderful job at explaining it. But in summary, it really is just feeling with others and accepting it as vulnerability and being willing to be vulnerable with other people in a healthy way. Because I know vulnerability is a tricky slope, right? Because obviously you don't want to be too vulnerable where you could get really hurt, but then you also don't want to hold everything back and then you're holding everything in, because that's not healthy either.
Exactly, because you do want to still set up like that bond with that person. You still want to like be intimate with that person, like let them see those parts of you that you don't just like let anybody see. But it is like so hard to be vulnerable with other people.
Yeah. And back to like self-love and empathy is also knowing when vulnerability is too much or too little, and being able to love and appreciate yourself to be or to not be vulnerable. And kind of like playing that game. And like, sometimes it even helps me if I'm like journaling and kind of talking about with empathy and vulnerability and just writing down my thoughts on that and then being able to revisit it. Cause that will like really help me like try to figure out what level can I give in this category.
Definitely.
And then lastly, there's assertiveness, which kind of goes into boundaries, but you know, that's just being upfront. It's not being like aggressive or passive. It's just like being willing. Yeah, go ahead.
Being able to like stand up for yourself and like say what you need.
Yeah, 100%. You know, oh wait, no, that's not lastly. Trust is lastly. And lastly, there's trust. And so with trust, you know, it's, you know, being able to again, be vulnerable, but also being willing to care and dive into your emotions with other people and yourself.
Yeah. Not having to hold back because you just like, you're able to like know that person's going to be there for you and that you can be vulnerable with them.
Like my friends all the time do this to me. Like even in the middle of the grocery store, it drives me nuts. They'll just be like, trust fall, and then they'll just fall over.
I do that with my friends.
Well, as someone on
the other side,
I'm always like, ah, because I don't want to drop you. Like, I don't want to. But, you know, on a deeper level, like, at least they'll know that I'll always catch them. Gee, a little. So, yeah, those are kind of all of, like, the different, you know, areas of mental self-love is kind of keeping all of those things in mind, especially in your own relationships, but in your own head and how you treat yourself. But another aspect is, you know, self-care. We've touched on self-care before on the podcast, but I figured it never hurts to touch on it again. So is there any other things for you, Alanda, that brings up self-care or like you kind of thinking about?
I mean, you already like were saying earlier about journaling and how that helps you like get out your feelings. And like, just, I was also saying how I like to talk to myself the way that like I would talk to my best friend, and journaling helps me do that. It's just like a way of me being like more aware of the words that I'm using and like how kind I'm being to myself. And I do feel like that's so important, just like being aware of that, you know? And I also just like wanted to remind everybody that's listening about how self-love is still an ongoing journey. And it's not something that everyone can practice like every day, all day. It is something that you're going to have like slip ups with, but there also are going to be like such good days, but you need to like give yourself credit for that and not feel like you're slipping by like every single time that you might not talk so positively to yourself.
Yeah. I would 100% agree with that. Like self-love, it's not linear. It's more like a quadratic formula or et cetera. Like it's really, it's all over the map and it's whatever your journey looks like. And there's something really beautiful in having that. I try to describe to people that, you know, if you look at your life as like a plane. Like, if every hardship or everything that happened in your life is a mountain, you know, build that mountain in your mind's eye. And then what you can look at is this beautiful horizon of mountains, you know, like it's, you're every hardship, you know, can create something really beautiful. And so I try to explain that to people. And I think that really hits home, you know, these ideas of self-love is being able to admire that as well. Is admire your horizons.
Aww. Yeah, because everybody's just so different with their own self-love journey. So yeah, I'm glad we talked about this. Because as we were saying earlier, like it's so important to be able to discuss these struggles and open up, because it is something that everybody's going through, whether they show it or not, whether you know it or not. But everybody has a different journey.
Yeah, and I think that's something really, really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And and just lastly, just kind of wrap up this conversation is, you know, being kind to your own mind and being able to really accept both the physical and mental aspects of self-love and keeping that in mind during this whole next month, because, you know, there's going to be a lot of reminders of love. Like, I know for me, I'm going to start watching romantic movies on Netflix all the time, because like that's what's going to be on Netflix, and lots of chocolate.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah, and I think that is it for today. Thank you all for listening and having this listening in with us.
Having this conversation with us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. Bye.
All right, bye.